Hey, what's up, everyone? It's me, El Gordo, and this is another episode of the Latino Libertarian, or Libertario Latino, and this is episode 4, and this week's topic is, who is to blame for inflation? Is it the government, or is it the people themselves? Now, that's a very good question that I want to go ahead and cover. As you may know, when President Biden started his administration back in 2021, after defeating President Trump back in the 2020 election, which was a complete circus, as everyone remembers, January 6th, which nobody will forget, but again, that's a different topic for another day. And so the question is, who is to blame for the inflation? Ever since Biden took over office, inflation in the United States skyrocketed to at least 12% from the resources that I have read. And so President Biden is not taking the blame in many, many interviews that he's done. I mean, being asked by reporters if he was to blame for inflation, he says that he is not. So we're going to go ahead and take a look deeper into this to see who's really at fault for causing inflation in the United States to skyrocket. And so the first question is the president responsible for causing inflation? And that can be determined on a few factors. Could be determined on the president and his administration, via executive orders, and also aligning himself with the Federal Reserve, or also known as the Feds, as we call them here in the U.S. Now, the Feds, I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but they decided to up the interest rates, you know, raise interest rates when everyone else around the world was lowering or canceling interest rates to at least zero or below zero to help, you know, boost their economy because of the pandemic. For example, the European Central Bank, you know, the ones that run the euro, decided to not raise interest rates and decrease interest rates to at least zero. Meanwhile, the United States Federal Reserve, or the Fed, as we're going to refer them to from here on out, decided, you know what? Let's go ahead and raise interest rates. They raised interest rates, and then with President Biden's executive orders to, quote unquote, financially stabilize the economy, which, in my opinion, made things worse. And so inflation went from 1.4% to a staggering 12%. But the president says it wasn't his fault. So whose fault was it? Sure as hell wasn't the citizens of the United States, because we're getting taxed the shit out of every fucking paycheck. Every year, we're getting taxed. And then with President Trump's previous halts to lower the taxes to help the American people, to help stimulate the economy without actually giving out a stimulus package, which unfortunately he did, and people were receiving hundreds of dollars for stimulus payments, which, again, I did not disagree with the president at that time. And so, on a quick note, with President Trump in office, you know, yes, I did not like his moral standards. I did not like how he ran his mouth. But where I'm going to give him credit is due is that he did a good job maintaining control of the U.S. economy and not spiraling it out of control with this new administration that took over in 2021. So we are 2 years into President Biden's term, which he'll be running for re-election in 2024. Now, I don't think that he's getting the support from his fellow Democrats because, of course, Democrats love raising taxes. They love making a burden on us. Basically, when a Democrat takes over, the debt ceiling goes out of control, spending goes out of control, and guess who has to pay for it? Us, the American people. They're the types that just likes to bend us over and give it to us without any lube or even spitting on it, and don't even give the common courtesy reach around as well. But then again, that's the Democrats for you. They just love spending and love raising taxes on everybody. But we're getting off topic here. Back to who is responsible for raising inflation in the United States. And so, taking a look here is, was inflation on its way up when Trump was on his way out? And the truth to be told is it wasn't. The inflation rate was still at 1.4% when President Trump left office. Again, when Biden took over office, that's after a few months, everything just skyrocketed to an inflation. And it did peak at one point at 9.1%. And again, inflation rate hasn't been super high, you know, in the last four decades. But good old Sleepy Joe comes into office and just likes to fuck everything up. Okay, I mean, honestly, I think he's doing a worse job as a Democrat president than Barack Obama. I mean, come on, what did Obama do to burden us Americans? Oh, let's put in Obamacare. If you don't have health insurance, we're going to tax the hell out of you, which is unfair, in my opinion. But I was saying 1.4% was during the Trump administration. And yes, again, the economy was hit hard under his administration because of COVID. And Trump was basically playing damage control with the economy. That way, unemployment wouldn't go out of control. And unfortunately, it did go up. Unemployment did go up because of, again, the pandemic. According to CDC, if you were an employee of a non-essential job, well, you were basically didn't have a job anymore. And then that forced people to go on unemployment, get unemployment benefits. I was drying up all across the country through the states. And of course, you know, federal aid was issued to help compensate the soaring unemployment claims throughout the United States. Okay. And as I mentioned a moment ago, when Biden came into office, he signed these lucrative executive orders. And of course, with an executive order, that's just basically bypassing Congress. And because of that, he wanted to do go over the $100 million spending just to, quote unquote, rehabilitate the country, which that didn't happen because once that happened, inflation went up. Food prices went up. Gas prices went up. And mind you, this man, Sleepy Joe Biden, canceled the pipeline, the oil pipelines. And that would have helped stimulate the economy more because that would have gotten people off of unemployment. And that would have helped with the fuel crisis. Well, as people call it, the fuel price gouging, and that did not help at all because, of course, Democrats are so focused on screwing everyone over instead of, you know, compromising with the Republicans to come up with a bipartisan plan. You know, the Democrats are just doing whatever the hell they want because they were in control. And so that created another nightmare as well. And so it got to the point where midterm elections of 2022, Republicans did manage to gain some superiority in the Senate. And of course, they reintroduced the Rein-In Act, or also known as the Reduce Exacerbated Inflation Negativity Impacting the Nation Inflation Act. Yeah, I know that's a handful to say, but that's what they reintroduced. And that was actually passed this March of 2023. And that basically puts in check any future presidential executive orders that has a negative impact on the economy. And Congress would need to say, hey, you can't do that because you're going to kill the economy and you're going to put us into a huge recession or another Great Depression. And so that's one minor victory that the Republicans have gotten. But while that's all happening, the Federal Reserve is like, well, that's cool and all, but we're not going to budge. We're not going to budge. We're going to raise interest rates all across the board. And that is actually very bad, because if the Federal Reserve raises the interest rates, then everything goes up. And it's going to be much harder to buy a home, which, you know, the housing crisis is already crazy enough because of COVID, because, of course, nobody working, nobody could buy a house. And so the housing market was just left in limbo. But then the feds come in, raise the interest rates, and that makes that limbo from bad to worse, because then nobody wants to buy a home because they wants to pay a huge amount of interest on a mortgage when they're barely getting by, or they just started working again and saved a little bit of cash to take advantage of that. And so that also comes down to another factor. Are corporations in the United States also responsible for inflation? Well, that may be a factor, a contributing factor, because if you think about it, prices on every good in this country has gone up. Now, is it considered price gouging? It might be. I mean, we haven't seen price gouging since the pandemic of, you know, 2020 and 2021 with essential goods such as water and toilet paper and, of course, groceries. You know, we're at an exasperated prices that it was just impractical. And corporations and companies stated, quote unquote, that the only reason they did that was because so little supply and very high demand. So in a way that, like I said a moment ago, is a contributing factor, might be a contributing factor. But do you agree with corporations to do that? During a time of crisis, they're like, oh, you know what? We have so little supply, but the demand is just outrageous. Let's go ahead and instead of sell a package of waters, so for example, Walmart waters for, you know, 40 bottles for, you know, $4, why don't we just raise the price to $9 or $10? And toilet paper, you know, a small roll of 6 or 12 rolls, instead of paying, you know, $8 to $10, why don't we go ahead and raise it up to at least $20? I mean, do you call that profiteering, or do you just feel that because the demand was so high and supply was so low that you agree. Again, that's an either or for me. Because, yes, I understand supply and demand. If there's not enough supply and a huge demand, then, of course, you're going to be marking up the prices to a ridiculous amount where only people that are crazy enough to pay those prices to obtain those items will do it. And that's exactly what the pandemic did. It was just a roller coaster. And so with that, of course, that's where the Trump administration stepped in and said, no, we can't be doing this right now. We need to be fair across the board. And of course, companies were not too happy about that. So they said, all right, you know what? We have limited supply, but we're not going to, price gouge, because again, there was a lot of price gouging. Not only through physical big box stores and grocery stores, but also online through Amazon. It was just a crazy time. And I mean, crazy time. And so, yeah, I understand you need to make a buck, but come on now. Like, really? And so that's when the previous administration said, no, this has to stop because we need to be more reasonable. We're being unfair with one another. And so, of course, more shelves were being stocked, and there was enough stock in shelves that, you know, it did limit the amount. Well, and then, of course, companies, you know, retailers had to put in a limit restriction. Like, okay, you know what? You can only buy these certain amount of, you can only get these certain amount of items on per day or per family or per household. And most people were not happy about those restrictions, but it had to be done in order to reduce the price gouging and also to prevent panic and also, you know, not able to keep up with stocking the shelves, because once those shelves were gone, and as soon as, you know, a little bit of stock was put in place, you know, replaced, it was gone again the next day within a matter of hours. And retailers cannot keep up. So in a way, I see their point. Do I agree with it? No. And also with the president, do I agree with his antics? No. But with his tactics, because again, President Trump is a businessman and he knows more about consumer control, consumer pricing, consumer consumption. Okay, he knew what the consumer needed, and that's one thing I am grateful for. But again, going off topic here, just a little bit, back to playing the blame game. Who am I blaming? Actually, I blame everybody. In general, I blame everybody in general, from the Federal Reserve Board or the Feds, the presidential administration, and the companies. Because, you know, it's hard now to be living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and then you're forcing employers to raise wages just to at least put a dent on this ridiculous exacerbated inflation rate, which is right now, I believe, at least 10%. It might have come down a little bit since the time that President Biden came into office, but is he helping to lower the inflation rate? Absolutely not. He's more focused on climate control infrastructure, which I don't blame him there, because he's focused on infrastructure, because we have a lot of road bridges that are in desperate need of repair. And with that, you know, instead of focusing on getting our infrastructure built, our president was too gracious to send monetary aid to Ukraine to aid to their war, which, to me, as a libertarian, who cares about the war in Ukraine? It's not our problem. As long as the Russians aren't directly at our doorstep and harassing us and attacking us, why should we care about the world's problems when we should be focused with our problems? With all that money that he sent to Ukraine, we could easily started these projects to get road bridges repaired up to standard. But no. Instead, he sends that money off to another country that is battling another superpower. And instead, we're getting taxed even more just to cover the bill, just to make up the money that we lost to another country, so we can build our country first, which, again, that seems to be very unfair, not only to me, but to you as well. It doesn't matter if you're listening, if you are also a fellow libertarian, if you are a Democrat or Republican listening to this, you know damn well that is not fair. That they're sending off money to another country because we felt sorry for them. Because, the Russians are bad. Are they really? But again, that'd be for another episode to speak about. But right now is, what as a country can we do to bring down the inflation? What can we do to bring our economy back in check? Yes, our GDP, our gross domestic product, has risen under the previous administration to 5.7%. But what do we need to do to continue, you know, growing that GDP? What needs to be done with this administration to hear us that, hey, we need help here at home? Who gives a shit about other countries right now? Because I really don't. I really don't care. You know, us being the world's police is, to me, very bad business. And what makes it worse is that this administration is sending money off to other countries to fight their own war, to fight their own battles. And that's not fair, because with that money, we could have been using to, again, fund the infrastructure to get rebuilt or replaced and bring up to standards. Because I guarantee you that these road bridges haven't been given the complete rehabilitation in more than 20 to or 30 years, to be honest with you. But yet, our wonderful Democrat administration just loves to spend money elsewhere than here. And like I said, that's not right. And that's not helping the inflation problem at all. And so, like I said, I blame everyone across the board, from, you know, corporate CEOs for exasperated pricing to the Federal Reserve, who doesn't care about the little guy, and they only care about, oh, well, let's make some money. Let's just raise the interest rate while everyone is, well, down on their luck, and there's no road to recovery except to raise the interest rates. And then our president, who is oblivious to the fact that we're struggling. Us Americans are struggling, and, you know, senators and representatives of the Democratic Party don't give a damn about us. They don't. Because if they did give a damn about us, then they would have been like, hey, you know what? Why don't we focus on domestic issues instead of foreign issues? Why don't we focus on trying to lower our national debt, reduce taxes for the American public? That way they can have a little bit more money in their pocket. And the more money they have in their pocket after paying their bills, that'll help stimulate the economy. But no, they're in the opposite direction. Now, you may think, oh, well, you're just being hard on the Democrats because you don't like the Democrats. Do your research, people. Please do your research. Every time there's a Democratic administration, they're always fucking us over financially. Financially. And so with that in mind, I will go ahead and let y'all make your own opinions. Come up with your own conclusions of who's to blame for the inflation. But as a final thought, I do thank you again for tuning into this week's episode. I know it was a little short, but this is something that needs to be addressed. And when the 2024 elections come around, please, please vote for your Libertarian candidates, if there's any on your ballot ticket, on a national level, on a state, or a municipal level. Because by showing more support to the Libertarian Party, it shows that we are sick and tired of this two-party system of ruining our lives. Doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right. We need actual change. Because one thing I do say is President Trump was right on one thing. We need to make America great again. And the only way that we need to do it is if we show ourselves into the ring and say, look, we don't need you and we don't need you. But we all need to work together, because less government, more freedoms. Because at this moment, it's more government and less freedoms. And we're the ones that have to pay for it. Remember, the government works for us. We don't work for the government. And that's something that was said by former President Ronald Reagan. Okay? We need less government and more freedom. Because remember, we're the ones that hire and fire these people. But yet, people are so blind and oblivious because they are loyal to their party without even listening and reading between the lines of the candidates. And these candidates can either make this country better or they can hurt us. And that's what I want y'all to think about before 2024, November 2024. If we have fellow libertarians on the ballot, and you know the principles of our party, vote for them to make this country better. But if there's no libertarian on your ballot on a state or municipal level, then you need to listen and read between the lines of the candidates that's going to represent you. Because we need to get this country going again. We need to get this country moving. At this rate that we're going, we are going backwards. We've been dependent on the government for almost 80 years now. And that's not the case. Not the case anymore. But with that, I'd like to thank you all for tuning into this week's episode. Again, I am Gordo. Have yourself a wonderful day. Bless you all. And I will catch you next week on next week's episode. Have a good day.